Teachers, I am about to throw out a very hard and potentially bold question, but I want you to really marinate on this. There's not a right or wrong answer. There's only an honest answer. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love your principal? Because I think right now it is really difficult to be in education. And as a classroom teacher, I will say it's super hard to be a teacher, but I would argue that it's also incredibly difficult to be a leader in our schools. They are under the microscope a lot. They get a lot of harsh critiques and a lot of scrutiny from both teachers and from society. But Principal Appreciation Day is coming up. And I think that all principals, all school leaders deserve to feel super appreciated. And so what I want to do in this episode is give you some really simple, really strategic ways that we can celebrate Principal Appreciation Day. And it's day. Teachers get Teacher Appreciation Week. Principals get Principal Appreciation Day, and that's coming up in May. And so what if you could take some of these really easy ideas and get students involved and get staff involved so that when that special day does arrive, the principal is standing in their office or standing in the hallways with a smile on their face and so much love in their heart because they know, man, students and staff have my back. If that feels like something that you want to create, or if you feel like that's something that your principal needs and deserves, then this episode is for you. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Now, before we get into the details of this episode, I want to go back to the question that I asked at the beginning on what would you rate your principal on a scale of 1 to 10? Because I want to just be incredibly honest and transparent. I don't think that a 10 out of 10 is the only great answer. I think if you have a 10 out of 10 principal, that's amazing and I'm cheering you on. I think my next question would be, does every single person in the building believe that the principal is 10 out of 10? Because what I have found over the years is if I think the principal is 10 out of 10, about half the staff would rate that exact same principal like a 2 out of 10. And I think that's because every principal is bringing a different leadership style to the table. And honestly, different leadership styles rub people different ways. And so I want you to know that if you are feeling 2 out of 10 for your principal during Principal Appreciation Day and you're like, screw this, I don't think they deserve anything. I don't think they deserve to be celebrated because they're a hot mess. I hear you, but I promise that there are people in the building who do like that leadership style. And I do think it's the job of the principal to kind of meet in the middle and bring in lots of different styles so that everyone is happy on average, okay? So I just want to throw that out there. Now, if I'm being honest, my principal is ranked really, really, really high by lots and lots and lots of teachers. And I think that is really special. And if you have ever had that type of principal, it's really easy to work with them and you love walking into school every single day. Not because every single day is great, but because even when shit hits the fan, you know that person's gonna have your back. If you are working in a building where you're like, no, straight up, Monica, literally everyone is rating the principal 0 out of 10, that's when we get to make an important decision on, do we need to pivot because the principal isn't matching what we need? But here's the exciting thing about this episode is I am delivering 5 super simple, super special ideas to celebrate your principal during Principal Appreciation Day. And these can be done for free. These can be done with students. These can be done with staff. And I promise they are all a hit. In fact, I want to get into the very first idea because this is something that costs, for real, like $2.99 from the Amazon, because all you need for it are colored note cards. So get these in your cart, go to the Walmart, go wherever you need to go. The $1.25 tree probably has them, and get you a stack of colored note cards. The reason why they need to be colored note cards is because each of the colors in that colored note card deck is going to go to a certain grade level. So if you teach junior high or high school, maybe blue is going to 7th grade, green is going to 8th grade, orange is going to 9th grade, and so on. If you're at the elementary level, what you're going to do is the exact same thing, but the goal is to basically create a rainbow of love, okay? What do I mean by that? Elementary teachers are going to respond better to this because everything is like cheerful and rainbows and butterflies and unicorns, all right? That is kind of the mindset of the elementary staff and elementary teachers, and I'm not judging, I'm loving it, okay? Junior high, high school teachers, it doesn't have to be a rainbow of appreciation. It can be your like mascot, okay? Maybe your school has a block H as the mascot. You can create a block H with these note cards, because what's going to happen is every single kid in the school, or maybe every single kid in the grade level or in the hallway, is going to write one small and simple thing that they love about the principal. They're going to write it on a note card. If your students are a lot younger and they don't have writing skills, they can draw a picture. But the goal is, if you have 300 kids in the building, that principal is receiving 300 things, one per kid, about why they love the principal for Principal Appreciation Day. And you can form some sort of shape on the wall. In my elementary school, we did a rainbow because we had every single grade level using a specific color. And then because I have literally zero spatial awareness, and it would look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex got a hold of the shape if I tried to create this on the wall, the amazing secretary of our building created a rainbow, and it was beautiful. And we had one grade level use white for note cards to create clouds, and it filled almost the entire hallway. And when the principal saw it, it was the most amazing smile came across her face, because I said, those are all from students. That is like nearly 200 things that kids in this building have said that they love about you. And you know, all it took were note cards and a little bit of class time for each grade level to write the one thing on their colored note cards. I spearheaded just getting the logisticals of getting the colors to each grade level, and then everyone took their part and said, oh yeah, first grade's got purple, we got this. Yep, third grade's got green, we got this. And it created just a little bit of unity to come together and say, hey, let's have this rainbow of love, this rainbow of appreciation for the principal. So easy, so simple, so strategic, and absolutely stinking adorable. Okay. The next one is, I'm going to guess that you have some sort of student organization at your school, whether it's a STUCO, also known as the Student Council. Maybe you've got an FFA. Maybe you've got some sort of leadership class or leadership group at your school. One of the coolest things, and again, all it costs are cups, okay? So far, we've got essentially paper products, which I'm sure somebody in your community would donate if you need, you know, the $9.99 donation from the Dollar General in your community, get you some cups. And the STUCO, our student council, which is run at the elementary school by our mostly fifth and sixth graders, but it's open to all kids, they designs a We Love Miss King, that's the name of our principal, We Love Miss King design in the fence that is set up around our recess area. And so it looked so cute. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. Okay, but if you're a high school teacher or a junior high teacher and you're the math teacher, this is the project for you. Because you could do some math, you could do some geometry, you could do some spatial awareness, you could get some fractions going and make it look perfect. But these STUCO kids went outside, they popped the cups into the fence. I'm sure you've seen this on social media, but you can like spell things out in the tiny grids of the fence using cups. And it was adorable. And the principal absolutely loved it. All that took was a group of kids to say, we got this, a group of adults to supervise it, and cups. Big win. Spell something cute into the fence. All right? Love that. The next one was our PTO, our parent teacher organization, got involved and got a really nice flower arrangement for the principal, right? You probably have some sort of organization. Maybe you call it the parent pack. I love to call it our community builders because it's not just parents, it's grandparents, it's business owners. Do they want to donate something or give something to celebrate the principal? Ours did a really nice flower arrangement and it was so nice. They dropped it off. We placed it in her office and it was just a great way to bring a smile to the principal's face. All right. Now I've got two other ideas that I want to share with you, and I'm saving the best for last because the last one is a game that turned out to be super, super fun for the principal. But what I love about all of these ideas are they are an opportunity to show our principal that they are crushing it for kids on a daily basis and crushing it for staff on a daily basis. I get that teaching is hard, but being a principal and being a leader is also probably really hard. And so this is just an opportunity to hit pause for the principal and say, this is your day and we want you to be filled up with love. In fact, there's an entire course about crushing it for kids and crushing it for students and crushing it for staff that I lead every single April, and I want to invite you to be a part of it. It is a 21-day fun, flexible virtual course that is filled with ideas, videos, discussion, live events, and you can earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credit. This is usually the time of the year where a lot of teachers are starting to freak out because they have to renew their teaching certificate. And in order to do that, oftentimes you need proof of professional development. Well, you can earn up to 15 hours in 21 days in this fun, flexible course that you can complete on your own time. And I get the opportunity to show you just fun, unique, special ways to crush it for kids and also to crush it for staff. If you want to check this out, you can go to monicagenta.com/courses. But this is the last call to get signed up for the Crushing It for Kids course because it is happening during the month of April. Remember, it's fun, it's really flexible, and you don't have to stress about the PD credits, and you're going to walk away knowing that you're going to end this school year on a good note, which is honestly priceless. Check out monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up, and I will also put a direct link in the show notes so you can crush it for kids and make it an awesome April. Now, the next idea I want to share is really simple and it's super open-ended, and it all comes down to how much time do you have as a classroom teacher? Because some of the groups, some of the classrooms were saying, hey, we can create a poster, we can create a banner. And some classes did like themes and they were huge posters, and some of the classes just did these little things that we spread throughout the building. It was almost like we were marketing to our principal, and every time she turned the corner, she was seeing something new and exciting. If you want to get out the paint as a preschool teacher and get paints on the hands and make like hand print things. I literally, that sounds like a nightmare to me. Just, I want to hit pause for preschool teachers because you have the patience of literal saints. So if you want to get out paint, awesome. If you want to create a massive banner that fits on her door, so you're creating this huge door decoration for your principal, love that. But I don't want to undervalue how much a poster or a banner or something like that can be if your classroom wants to come together and do something special. Another thing, speaking of posters and banners, is kind of a remix of that. This is a bonus idea because my secretary came up with this really good idea. These were super popular like 10 or 12 years ago. There was this thing called Wordle. It's not the like word game that's really popular now. Originally, a Wordle was where you basically created a collage of words and they made it into this awesome, visually appealing poster. And so our amazing secretary created this Google form where teachers could submit words or phrases or things that they felt about the principal. And then she created this amazing visual that was truly driven by teacher input about the principal. And what I loved about that is this was our principal's very first year in leadership and very first year in our school district. So not only was this Wordle a really neat way to celebrate Principal Appreciation Day, a really cool way to celebrate and to commemorate that very first year in leadership because she absolutely crushed it, knocked it out of the park. Again, that's super free. That is just using online tools to create that collage of words for you. But I saved the best for last because my most favorite thing that happened was we created a Principal Appreciation Day scavenger hunt, okay? My principal loves a good competition. My principal loves like riddles. At one point, she shared with us that she would be like such a good contestant on Wheel of Fortune. She is passionate about writing and passionate about English. And so we're like, oh my gosh, let's see if she can solve some riddles. So I created basically a Google form that said, if you want to give some sort of gift, something small, something homemade, something baked, a gift card, whatever you want to get the principal, just fill out this form so I can kind of know what sort of gifts we're going to get. And then I will take those and create like themed baskets. And then we will figure out what theme each basket has and we will create a scavenger hunt around this school. And we got so many amazing things donated. Huge shout out to the teachers who said, oh, heck yes, our principal's amazing. I've got her back on this. And we got everything from like homemade loaves of bread, which was so cool because one of our teachers is like really, really, really good at the like sourdough revolution that's happening. So there were baked goods. Our principal's favorite candy is Hershey Kisses, and we know that. And so there were so many bags of Hershey Kisses that we bundled together. She also loves coffee. We have an espresso machine in my office area, and she is pounding cups of espresso, and I'm here for it, and I support it. So we got her Nespresso pods and actual espresso cups. We got nice, really nice cleaning supplies because God love her, it's an elementary school and you know, we need to hype up on the sanitation for sure. We've got all kinds of fun things, gift cards and just baked goods, and it was absolutely awesome because we ended up with like 5 or 6 themed baskets. And then me and the secretary used AI tools and our own brain power to come up with riddles where we hid these baskets around the school. We used Canva to create some really cute templates for the clues, and the principal had so much fun. It was a Principal Appreciation Day scavenger hunt, and every time she connected the dots to find the clue, she found a basket filled with super personalized goods, because when you have a great relationship with your staff, when you have a great relationship with your principal, you know what they would like, what they would want, what they would need on this day. And can I tell you one of my most favorite parts of this entire Principal Appreciation Day is when our principal got done with the scavenger hunt. She looked at me and she said, "Oh my gosh, this was so nice. Was this for Random Acts of Kindness Day or something?" And I remember looking at her and saying, "Girl, it's Principal Appreciation Day." And she said, "Oh my God, I didn't even know that was a thing. I just thought this was one big surprise that staff and students wanted me to feel super loved as this like random, like appreciation day, this random acts of kindness day." Like, that's how awesome the principal is. She didn't even know that Principal Appreciation Day was a thing. She just thought we were pouring out love and special gifts and special appreciation on note cards and banners and posters and flowers. That is proof that being a good leader sometimes means that you're not coming with this prescribed expectation. That just because it's Principal Appreciation Day doesn't mean that all staff is on board. It's basically coming to this table and saying, "You know what? I'm humble enough to know that I want to be a good leader, but I'm gonna fall short sometimes. And that's okay." Because we as teachers have to have mutual respect and mutual grace. And I just want to say this. I understand that there are some teachers who might be listening to this episode who are feeling disgruntled and bitter. And they're like, "Well, maybe if the principal showed us appreciation last year for Teacher Appreciation Week, we would have shown appreciation for the principal." I just want to say this. I hear you. I get that. But I do think that it has to work both ways. And interestingly enough, Principal Appreciation Day happens before Teacher Appreciation Week. So if you are feeling a little bit disgruntled and bitter, know that that is justified if you feel like you've been burned by your leader in the past. But I wonder if, what if you did a bit of an experiment this year and you went all in on Principal Appreciation Day? Just outpouring of love, outpouring of showering your leader with things that they love, an opportunity to laugh, an opportunity to connect. I wonder if that would change things for not just your Teacher Appreciation Week, but I wonder if that would change everything for the climate and the culture for the end of this school year and give you the momentum that maybe you guys need for next school year. I think that education, as we all know, is just an absolute shitstorm sometimes. And we are waiting for somebody to basically break the chain, to break the bad habits, to break the hard. And so we're looking for the school board to make the change. We're looking for the parents to make the change. We're looking for the principal to make the change. We're looking for the students to make the change. What if we maybe swallow our pride and say, as teachers, maybe it's going to be us that changes things. Maybe it's going to be us that comes together. Maybe it's going to be us that supports everyone. And that will be the positive domino effect that we need. I'm not saying it's easy to swallow our pride. And I'm not saying that that is always the right decision to make. I think it's often the hard decision to make. But I will say hard choices can lead to some really hella awesome things. And I want that for your school. I want that for your leader. I want that for your students. And I want that for your school community. So I hope that these 6 really fun and effective Principal Appreciation Day ideas latch on and you try at least one of them this year. I can't wait to hear what you think. If you have additional questions, you know that you can reach out to me via email or social media. I would love to chat more about these if there's something that I can do to support you. As a reminder, if you are looking for some teacher support in a fun, flexible, virtual environment where you can earn up to 15 hours worth of PD credits, the Crushing It for Kids virtual course registration is still open, but it closes super soon because I want us to have an awesome April as we learn to crush it for kids. You can go to monicagenta.com/courses to get enrolled, and I would love to spend this month with you. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.